In this year's Republican presidential primary, much has been made about the divide between insider and outsider candidates. But in New Hampshire, perhaps the fiercest battle is now within that insider group. And as NHBR's Jason Moon reports, in the primary's final days, the fight for the mainstream Republican vote is only growing more intense.
At a recent campaign stop for John Kasich in Amherst, it was clear that many voters were still shopping for a candidate. It was also clear that many were picking from an almost identical shortlist.
Kind of the governors, particularly interested in the governors.
Someone who can get something done and who's relatively pragmatic and moderate.
The governors. They've done something.
That list of governors includes John Kasich himself, but also Chris Christie and Jeb Bush. Some voters added Senator Marco Rubio to the list as well. What do they all have in common? Resumes chock full of government experience and a professed willingness to make deals. Together, they represent what you might call the mainstream wing of the GOP primary field. And in recent weeks, this block of candidates has been locked in what many see as a battle to become the alternative to Donald Trump. It's a battle that's been playing out almost exclusively in New Hampshire, where a strong finish is essential to each of these candidates' fortunes. Currently, they are all polling within 5 points of each other.
Thank you for being here. A few things, and then I want to take your questions.
In Amherst, John Kasich did his best not to acknowledge any of this. But as soon as he finished his standard stump speech, a voter asked Kasich a simple question. Could you compare and contrast yourself with Christie and Bush?
No. No, I just, the only thing I would tell you about me...
Kasich then went on to describe his record in Ohio and Congress, before ending on a civil note.
So I'll leave you to figure the rest of it out, because I'd rather not get into all that stuff. Huh? I'm in too good of a mood.
That stuff Kasich is referring to, attacks on other candidates' character and political history, is not something you're likely to hear from these candidates while on the stump. But in voters' mailboxes and TV screens, it's been a different story.
Christie's close aides are under criminal indictment.
Take the Kasich quiz. Forced Obamacare expansion in Ohio.
Jeb Bush once stood tall before his campaign sank like a rock and he started...
Voters are taking notice. Susan Burrow of Amherst came to the Kasich event clutching a fistful of negative flyers from her mailbox.
Someone's going after each other. And what's frustrating, because I just got a bunch today, is their organizations or PACs, who are sending it, but you can't tell exactly who they're for.
It's one thing for voters to try and decide which among these candidates is their favorite. But voters like Becky Stoughton of Amherst are also thinking strategically about how to best use their vote to stop Trump.
I could go for any of them, honestly. So which one to vote for is the question at this point. And I think one of them needs to pull ahead in order to be a solid alternative.
But for a candidate to become that solid alternative, these kinds of attacks are necessary. That's according to former Republican congressman from New Hampshire, Charlie Bass.
As the four or five other candidates winnow out over the coming months, a third place or a second place finish in New Hampshire is really meaningful.
Rich Ashew is a prominent Republican who's hosted events for many of these candidates at his Bedford home. He says that while all this jostling may not make it easy for voters to pick a favorite, it's also not likely to leave any lasting bruises on the candidates themselves.
That dynamic is as old as politics. And politicians are well practiced at developing scar tissue and mending fences, et cetera. And so, these alliances can form and reform, and they should. I think it's generally overall a good thing.
Back at the Kasich event in Amherst, Becky Stoughton isn't as sure. She worries that if the mainstream candidates split the vote, Trump's path to the nomination will be cleared. So she's waiting for a signal to know how to make the most of her vote.
The polls would help because what I think makes a difference, but I also am trying to support whoever I think I could get behind that is actually electable and that other people could get behind.
Whether it's through town hall events or attack ads, the mainstream candidates have less than 2 weeks to convince voters like Stoughton that they're the one worth backing. For NHBR News, I'm Jason Moon.